In this week's parsha, we meet a man named Korach. I don't want to use this in a pejorative sense, but Korach sounds very much like a politician. Okay, perhaps I did mean it in a pejorative sense. He's a popularist. He says things to sway the crowd. If the crowd that he gathered had actually listened carefully to what he said, they would have realized the absurdity of his arguments. Or even more so, the impossibility of his arguments. Korach gathers together this crowd. He confronts Moshe and Aaron. And he says that all of the people of Israel are holy. Why do you place yourselves on top of everyone else? And we're left to ponder, what exactly is his endgame? For if everyone is holy, then Moshe is certainly not less holy than everyone else. Which means if everyone's holy, then why should Moshe be replaced? It could be that there's something completely different in his mind. Could be he doesn't see the holiness as something which is positive. Not that long ago, we heard one of these other episodes in the book of Bamidbar, where the people complain that they wanted meat. They had no meat to eat. They had fond memories of the wonderful food that they had in Egypt. The watermelons, which I understand. The kishuim, I don't begin to understand why they missed that. But back to our point. They missed the food in Egypt and they wanted meat. But the truth is, meat was available. If they wanted to eat meat in the desert, from what we understand from tradition, is they could have brought an offering. They could have brought a korban. Which means it wasn't they didn't want meat. The point is, they didn't want holy meat. They don't want so much holiness. So it may well be that Korach's claim is everybody is holy. There's a beautiful commentary of the Sforno. He says, Kulam Kedoshim, understand, what does the Kulam mean? Everyone. I would have understood Kulam as directed on the people. But Kulam Kedoshim could mean that the people are completely holy, for the Sforno explains, they're holy from head to toe. Which means what he's saying is, everything about our lives have become subsumed with holiness. Which means the rebellion against Moshe is actually a rebellion that there's too much holiness in our lives. Okay, I can believe in God. Okay, I can have 10 commandments. But what in the world happened that now we're subsumed with holiness? Which means the war against Moshe, that everyone is holy, is not to be understood, according to what this foreigner is telling us, as a really legitimate complaint. Because that couldn't work. If everyone's holy, then why is Moshe in charge? No, the answer is the opposite. That there's too much holiness over here. Moshe is too holy. Aaron is too holy. Why have you given us so much holiness in our lives? And that's the point of rebellion. If that's the case, we understand exactly where Korach is coming from. And it's quite sad. The Jews who did stand by Mount Sinai, the Jews who did have so much holiness in their lives, now left complaining how the laws which they have upon them affects them in every area of their lives from head to toe.